Welcome to Slay and Chill. I'm your host, Sam the Archer Webber. Let's go. Slay and chill everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar bill, y'all. If it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. But ain't no reason that you ain't pressing play to our shit. Yeah, Slay and Chill. We talk sports, life, art, and chill. You feel me? Who wouldn't want to be a part of something like that? You feel me? We put the dollar sign on the S because we feel like we on point with that shit. We got rings to back our shit on up. It's all good, though. We got Drake Pound Cake in the background. Slay and chill everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar bill, y'all. If it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. But ain't no reason that you ain't pressing play to our shit. Woo! You heard him. Hey, get the money, yeah. Dollar bill, y'all. Welcome to Slay and Chill. I'm your host, Sam the Archer Webber. You already know who I am. You can follow me on Twitter and Twitch. Today I am excited for this episode, everybody. We're going to talk a little bit about Color Cash, you feel me? I think it's next up. So we happen to have Mark K off in the arena. I don't want to butcher his name. I told him I'm going to let him give his name the appropriate enunciation of his name. And then we're just going to have some quick Q&As, you know. That's Q&As for you slowpokes or questions that need answering. So we're going to keep it real simple today in this intro episode. So, Mark, welcome. Thank you very much for your time.
I appreciate it, brother. Thanks for having me.
All righty, then. So tell us a little bit about yourself, sir. Just, you know, a little quick icebreaker, quick intro on you.
Yeah, so my name is Mark. The K stands for Cocoropolis, but Coco is usually just the easier way to put it. So I'm a recent college graduate. I just graduated from Hillsdale College, and this past semester – my brother sent me this Instagram post about some random app. It's like, hey, you want to cast NBA games for us? We'll download our app and send us a DM. So it turned out to be ColorCast. Shoot him a DM, start calling games for him. And then so it turns out basically the CEO is who runs the Instagram for ColorCast. And I was bored, so I started hounding him and basically, hey, let me get more involved. Let me get more involved. Let me do all these different things. So I'm technically their intern, and I keep up with their CEO, Evan, on a pretty decent basis, just talking about the company, and honestly just picking his brain, because this is a tech startup, and kind of the peak tech startup time, so it's always interesting just to be able to ask him for his perspective on like digital media and how sports fans like us can really take advantage of that.
The listeners don't know that you got the is that Steve Nash, Sean Marion on your wall back there? Who is that back there?
It's Steve Nash, Sean Marion, and Amari Stoudemire. Oh,
wow.
That's Will Chamberlain and Bill Russell.
Okay, so there you go. You get to learn a little bit about him right that quickly on the show.
Still from Ohio. I liked Steve Nash as a kid, and then I started watching Suns games. And I saw this guy, Sean Marion, just flying all over the court. So, whoa, you know, who? That 6 seconds less offense was a pretty formative experience for me.
Yeah, man, that kind of changed the way a lot of teams play now. You know what I'm saying? Like run and gun. They literally
I mean, the idea of giving one guy the keys to the offense who wasn't, you know, a center was pretty revolutionary. I mean, you haven't really seen it since Isaiah Thomas in the late 80s, early 90s, where it's like, no, he's our guy. That just wasn't really a concept that had made sense for, you know, 15, 20 years prior to the mid-2000s Suns.
Oh, yeah, that was a team. Joe Johnson, too, man, whenever he was there. Yeah, it was a nice little squad.
Well, what people forget about that trade is that, so they trade Joe Johnson for, like, a top three protected first-round pick from the Hawks with no future protection after that. So the Suns have this really valuable Hawks asset because the Hawks were bad, but they weren't one of the worst three teams in the league. As long as the Hawks get the fourth pick, the Suns are not only a 60-game winning team, but they also now get like the fourth pick in the draft. And then they probably should have traded that pick for an asset somewhere at the deadline. But like, eh, we'll hold it and see what happens. And then of course, the Hawks get the – I think they got the third pick in the draft that year. Mm-hmm. And again, I think that's when they drafted Marvin Williams out of UNC. But it's just, I mean, classic Suns where, like, everything goes right up until the very end, you know?
Big facts, man. Okay, so you're definitely showing your sports background. I love it. I love it. I love it. So you graduated from Hillsdale College. That's up in Michigan?
Yeah, it's so I'm in southwestern Ohio. It's like right on the Ohio-Michigan border. Real small school, still cold as hell, even though it's Southern Michigan.
Mm.
But yeah, so I graduated with I'm pre-med, so I'll be going to med school not this year, but the next one. I'm taking a gap year.
Mm. Oh my God, I gotta write that down. Pre-med. I didn't know I was getting a doctor on this thing. Hey, welcome. Oh, hey. Hey, we gonna manifest that for you. Look at you. You heard it here first, people. We up here manifesting doctors on. Don't nobody else do that. That's crazy. Wow, that's a lot of content you just gave us real quick in this brief 4-minute episode so far. Woo. Hey, with that,
I try my best, my friend. I try my best.
That's dope, man. I love that. We're gonna have to talk about that as well. I graduated from a college here in Oklahoma. The name used to be Hillsdale, but they had to change it because of you guys.
Okay.
I promise you. That? Yeah, we're a small little Christian college, man, and we won a few championships, and then people started, I guess you guys got mad at us because people was Googling the wrong school. And so no longer that, we're Randall. But yes, we're going to take a quick commercial break and come right back into this one. We're going to learn a little bit more about ColorCast. Thank you, Mark. Hold on 1 second.
This is Evangelist T. Brown, founder and president of the Warriors Working for Jesus Ministry. Our main goal is to minister to our outside neighbors, which is actually the homeless people. You can help us by Cash App. Our Cash App is $MZTEE1969 or Venmo at MZTEE1969. You're now listening to Slay and Chill.
And we are back. It was heating up, man. I had to jump over there. We had some beef with the colleges, y'all, but we got it fixed. We got it situated. I told them it's not
That's
me.
Crazy.
That shit is crazy. Okay, but yeah, since we brought up who your favorite teams are and we talked and found out how you got a part of ColorCast, okay, so let's talk a little bit about the current. And currently, the Phoenix Suns are in the playoffs, man. So, let's talk a little bit about some Suns. Talk to me, man. Chris Paul, you know, he was one of the first superstars that our city was blessed with. Being an original member of the Oklahoma, a lot of people forgot about this, that New Orleans, Oklahoma City Hornets season. So we got to watch Chris Paul and Tyson Chandler, Peja Stojakovic, all of those guys play. So that was our first guy, and then he came back, you know, last year, and then we gifted the Phoenix Suns Chris Paul now. So yeah, man, I got love for Chris, man.
First of all, I don't care how many draft picks you got, we robbed you guys of Chris Paul. Yep. I mean, that's the biggest lie in the NBA right now, and I say this as some, you know, 22-year-old who's never had a front office job, but the biggest lie in the NBA is that, like, draft picks are worth anything. Especially whatever draft picks we just gave you guys. I mean, we're the 2 seed this year. It looks like even if Chris Paul leaves after this year, which I don't think he will, it looks like we're going to be in the playoffs for a while. When if you had just given Chris Paul max money for the next few years, or at least tried to keep him for a few extra years, you know, you're a playoff team. Chris Paul's on max 45 wins a game in an 82-game season. And now instead you're just going to keep getting these late first-round draft picks, which you're probably just going to, you know, try to somehow package into a superstar deal, or maybe like a Bradley Beal deal. But I mean, I was, you know, at the onset of that trade, I wasn't too happy because I didn't know how he's going to function with Booker. But then you think about it, it's like, okay, so you're talking about, like, for the first time ever, someone on the court is going to be able to tell DeAndre Ayton how to play basketball in the NBA.
Uh-huh.
And then you even look at guys like Mikal Bridges, who, you know, they were good. I mean, they're okay, but this was a really young Suns team. It also let us get rid of Kelly Oubre, who's just a disaster on every team he plays for.
Mm.
So, ooh,
talk
know,
dirty. Just, talk my boy Dre Dave would be like, talk dirty. Ooh wee. Yes.
I don't think we can overstate just how badly Oklahoma City got fleeced on that trade. But yeah, and then even whatever draft picks you got from Golden State from Kelly Oubre, guess what? You know, Golden State is at best a late lottery team this year.
Mm-hmm.
Like at best. So like they're as many, you know, draft picks, as much draft capital as Oklahoma City is getting. You know, there's a pretty solid argument that they not only they definitely lost the Chris Paul trade. There's some sort of argument that they probably lost the Kelly Oubre trade too.
Mm-hmm. Man, like I told everybody, they was like, bro, y'all got all these picks. What y'all going to do with it? I'm like, I'm looking. My name is Sam. We got Sam Press here. I'm like, man, don't make us look like no fools. What you going to do with this? You know what I'm saying? Like, because you having all them picks, unless you getting number one pick, Oklahoma City Thunder select. Number two pick, Oklahoma City Thunder select. Right. Like, you know what I'm saying? Right. Like, it's real hard. I mean, I know it's some diamonds in the rough. You know, you never know what you're going to get from these kids when they're coming out of college. You don't, nobody right. knows who's going to be star power, and nobody was thinking Dame was Dame, you know what I'm saying? And Steph was Steph. So, or Trey was Trey. So it's just, it's going to be interesting. I don't know, man, because I was enjoying it. I was like, cool. We got Chris Paul. He's mentoring SGA, help, you know, giving him, you know, pure point guard vibes.
Right. Right.
So I don't know.
I mean, the good part about being Oklahoma City fans, you guys seem to do really well with high lottery picks. You know, granted, if they had the number one pick back in 07, I'm not sure that they're taking Kevin Durant over Greg Oden. But like, you go back and read about sort of what Sam Presti was saying. It looks like they're always Kevin Durant guys. Next year, they draft Russell Westbrook with the fifth pick or eighth pick, whatever it was. Not many people were big on Russell Westbrook when they drafted him. And then just 2 years later, with I think the fifth pick again, you take James Harden. So Oklahoma City, they're pretty darn good with these high lottery picks. It's just what sucks is your most valuable draft capital are really just their own picks. It's not what you got from everybody else. The best draft picks Oklahoma City is going to get over the next few years are the Oklahoma City draft picks.
Pretty much. We shooting on the star, man. I mean, but that's with every franchise. I guess this is just our first time we had to go through this. You know, we've been, like you just said, blessed with those three players. You know, some of us are still here mad at KD. You know what I'm saying? I say us as in Oklahoma City or Oklahoma natives, you know, like, how could he leave? I'm like, bruh, like.
You play with Russell Westbrook for 8 years and tell me what's that. Yeah.
I'm not gonna disrespect Russ. In Russ, we trust. He need to get a trophy outside, a statue, I mean, outside the stadium. They're not gonna give KD one. They'll give
he
it
was
to
your team.
Yeah, he was. We're gonna take a quick commercial break real quick, man. This is hilarious, man. But yeah, my team is at the bottom of the barrel right now. I'm riding with y'all. I swear I'm riding with y'all. Thunder up, baby. I got the lightning bolt on my hat.
This is Jerry Flowers, and I'm the owner of the UWD stores located in Edmond and Norman. When you visit one of my locations, you can expect to receive exceptional care, knowledge, and compassion. We emphasize the importance of providing educational materials that demonstrate the benefits of medical products scientifically proven to help patients who suffer from severe illnesses such as cancer, chronic pain, insomnia, high blood pressure, heart disease, autoimmune diseases such as lupus and fibromyalgia, and more. We provide a money-back guarantee, so there's no reason not to schedule your appointment today to start your journey to better health. Please visit one of our two locations conveniently located in either Edmond or Norman, or go to UWDOK.com to learn more. You are now listening to Slay and Chill.
Bam, and we are back again. So we were just finishing up talking about my damn OKC Thunder. So we gonna kick. I got a couple of questions. One is gonna be your top three players of all time, and then I'm gonna ask you who's winning it all, and we're finishing it out with Color Cast. So who's your top three basketball players of all time? I see we ain't even tap. See, this is the thing. This is just straight basketball. I'm setting it up, y'all, where he can come back on and we can get caught up because I ain't even asked him who his football or all them other teams is. So this is straight basketball.
So do you want my favorite players of all time or who I think are the best of all time?
I'll say the best.
All right. So the best is just – it starts with Michael Jordan. And if LeBron, who I think is probably second – if LeBron's ever going to get past Michael Jordan, and this is something Bill Simmons came up with, this isn't entirely original. It's going to be like an argument on totality. I mean, if we're just going to compare primes, no one's beating Michael Jordan. No one's doing it. Not like we have to adjust our scoring records for non-Wilt, non-Michael Jordan. You know, when we talk about these great games,
I know, right?
Yeah, he averaged 35 a game. That's the highest for non-Jordan or Wilt season.
Yeah.
And you know, it's hard to argue against a perfect record in the finals, 6-6. I think, and if there's one knock on Michael Jordan, is that he played during his last three championships were during the expansion era or post expansion. For those of you who don't quite understand what I'm saying, you know, anytime a sports league expands and adds more teams, that just inherently dilutes the talent pool for a little bit. Because like through the expansion draft, you can only protect so many of your players on your team. So these new teams can just pick pretty good players from all over the league. So what happened when Michael Jordan came back was it was post-expansion. There's two new teams in the market. If you look at those Utah Jazz teams that he beat the last 2 years, their records are way better in the late 80s, but all their team stats and the team itself is just way better than the early 90s. So Michael Jordan in his last three titles just had these way easier paths to the finals, at least in the Western Conference. I know I know Indiana took him to seven games in the Eastern Finals in 98. But just overall, you know, the biggest knock on Jordan is like, well, the NBA he was playing in was a little bit easier than any other era that he had played in, or really any era that LeBron played in.
Mm-hmm.
But no matter what, you know, you can't say Michael Jordan is worse than LeBron until LeBron at least matches him in finals. And then honestly, he has to break the minutes or points record for LeBron to be number one. I do think LeBron's number two just because he's 27, 7-7 every single year of his career. He made 8 straight finals, basically 9 straight finals, because you know that first Lakers year was pretty dismal. You know, there's an argument he probably should have won more MVPs. I dare you to tell me who he should have taken MVP from in the 2010s, because they all make a decent amount of sense. But there are few players in NBA history, other than my number three guy, who it was basically just guaranteed you had a shot at the finals just having him on your team. I mean, for 8 straight years, you knew some LeBron-involved team was going to make it to the NBA Finals.
Mm-hmm.
Not to mention, he brought a championship to Cleveland.
Yeah, I know, right? He left, but he came back, and he definitely after he did that, I was like, I have no beef with him. You know what I'm saying? Nobody could have beef. Yeah. Like, he went back, put on for the city, and, you know, now it's time to take my talents to the big city.
And, you know, in all fairness, he probably would have won, too, if Kevin Love and Kyrie Irving don't get hurt that first year. If Kelly Olynyk doesn't rip out Kevin Love's shoulder in the first round of the playoffs. Pretty good argument that they probably beat the Warriors in 6 or 7.
That's true.
But, yeah, I mean, there's just so many years where it's just like, no, this is, oh, great, another LeBron year. But then the knock on LeBron is like, well, he's what, 4 of 9? I mean, it's not a great percentage, but at the same time, like, how many people can really take the same team to the finals 4 years in a row, mm-hmm. twice? Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think third, you kind of have to either go Kareem or Russell. I'd probably lean towards Kareem. You know, he won finals MVPs over a decade apart. That's just, you can almost stop there.
Yeah.
He was the best player on multiple finals teams on two different franchises. You know, that also matters.
Mm-hmm.
The points record is his. That matters. You know, I think there's this weird thing with the NBA where people don't value longevity or durability enough, quite like we do with like the NFL or the MLB.
Mm-hmm.
And the NBA is kind of like, oh, you had an awesome prime Hall of Famer. Okay, does Mitch Richmond really deserve to be in the Hall of Fame? Does Ben Wallace really deserve to be in the Hall of Fame? Like, okay, I guess.
QT&A's right there. Questions and need answers. We're going to talk. They're going to have a whole other segment. I'm going to have to definitely get you back on here.
Absolutely, man. So, we're just totally devaluing what greatness in the NBA is. When we can look at guys like Kareem, LeBron, and MJ, who just year after year after year after year after year after year are just at the peak of their powers. And obviously, you know, Kareem has to drop off towards the end of his career, as any seven-footer does. But the fact, like, he was the best or second-best player on so many finals teams for so long, and he has a points record.
Yeah, that points record is still, like I said, he got the hook, bro. Can nobody stop the sky hook? Like,
it's the most unblockable shot
ever,
probably ever.
Ever.
I don't know how you make a better shot than that. Like, I don't know how you do it. The mechanics are just, for him, flawless. For everyone else, impossible.
Yeah.
And it totally capitalized on every single part of the NBA that sucked at the time, which was, well, we're just going to have a million guys at the paint. And he said, cool, I'll just shoot over all of them. Great.
Facts. Nobody could stop him, dude. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, my top three, just to sum it up, it's Jordan, LeBron, Kareem. And I don't know how you put anyone else in that three spot other than maybe Bill Russell.
Yeah, because Bill Russell really be getting a short end of the stick. I'm like, this brother got 11 championships, man. Like, you got to put that into account, too. Like, when it comes to getting – I mean, but then you're going to go against – I know the old heads. You're like, hey, he – you know, the youngsters say that he didn't have any competition, you know what I'm saying, back in the day compared to what it's like now. But that's another episode as well. So we ain't even going – I'm not going to beat a dead horse on that one. We're not going to turn it into that kind of show. Not today. We talking color, Cass. For real. But, yeah, we'll be right back, everybody. Man, this is a great episode. I'm loving it. Sports. Woo. It's been a minute since I talked about it.
Hey, what's good, everybody? It's your boy. Should I say the man, Dr. Two Pins. I'm here to tap in with my guy, the one and only Mr. Sam Archer. If you guys haven't, you should definitely check out one of the six of my books, all six of them, Slave Minds, Two Pins Book of Rhymes, The Professional Chronicles, Volume 1, The 10 Professional Commandments, Black in Business, and the most recent book, Drew Brown's Guideline and Got the Sideline. You won't be disappointed. Also, check out the Juice Crew Villains show on YouTube, and it's Villains Without the Eye. We eliminate the eye because it's a waste of time. And other than that, if y'all didn't know what y'all listening to, you're listening to the Slay and Chill Network. So, yeah, peace.
Oh, shooting, we are back. We finna finish this on out, talking straight color cast, because you got to see this man's he knows some knowledge. He got his knowledge of basketball and sports is pretty good. The top three is pretty nice, man. I'm loving it. I have no, those were who I would say as well. You know, I probably would have bid more on the Russell side, but I still got mad respect for Kareem. Everything you said are definitely facts. But yeah, so color cast, man. So what all sports is on it? Talk to us about it. You know, it's a tournament going on currently right now, too. Talked about that.
Yeah, so right now we actually got two tournaments. Well, ColorCast has two tournaments going on right now. They're both set around the NBA playoffs. One is like the main tournament, and the other is like, I don't think they're calling it the consolation tournament. But basically, the main tournament is, I believe, a bracket of 16 guys. Everyone's just trying to get as many listeners as possible. There's a bunch of money up for grabs, and it goes by each round of the playoffs. So, right now, we all have as many games as possible to cast, whoever gets more listeners. And they're pairings, too. So I think I'm the 8 seed in it because I only casted like 2 games or I think like 5 games leading up.
Mm-hmm.
So if I win, so if I have more listeners than the 9 seed, I move on to the next round. So it's exactly how you think of like the NBA playoffs round by round. And we just get to whoever, just raw amount of listeners. It's not more like average listeners per cast. It's just who had more listeners throughout moves on to the next round. And then the second tournament they have going on is basically whoever gets eliminated in the first round, the main tournament automatically qualifies for the second tournament. And then there's either 4 or 8 at-large bids as well for people who do really well just casting this first round who weren't in the original tournament, now a chance to get in on the second tournament. I believe there's a $500 cash prize at the end of that one.
Even the consolation could get $500. That's all I need for that PS5.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, for real.
I would take a small loan out for the PS5 just so I could resell it the minute I get one.
Hey, right? At this point, because I'm like, still don't got any? They're like, no, not yet. I'm like, forget y'all. GameStop? God dang, where y'all at? I got to get that quick pub in. Like, hey, GameStop.
I'm not paying $3,000 for one on eBay. I'm not doing
it. No, I'm serious. Like, I can wait, man. I'm like, I'm going to have every game on PS4 21 edition. I'm like, I'm going to have to wait. For real. Okay, so you can win some money with ColorCast. That's super dope. Everybody, you know, tap on in on that one. I'm not in the bracket. I'm still working on my follower game, y'all. So tell them, how do you get people to come listen while you're casting?
Yeah, so there are a couple things you can do. A lot of times if you just DM ColorCast, one, they'll make you a little graphic you can post on your Instagram story. Try to give them like a day or two in advance just so they're not super rushed. You can also just directly on the app, click a little button before the game that shows that you're scheduling to cast that game. So that's some of the more tangential stuff you can do. What social media marketing has kind of become the hot new spice of life for a lot of people trying to get into the media world.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fine. But what ColorCast has found is that how effective the social media stuff is for each caster, it's quite literally 1,000 times more effective to just text people. So anytime you're casting, there's this little button you can hit called, it just says invite, right? And every single time you're casting, if you just, before you even start the game, just once you hop on the app and start casting, but just mute it for a second, just hit that invite button and send it out to as many of your friends as possible. That's where you're going to see the biggest increase in listeners. One of the things that really helps as well is, like, if you're really interacting in the comments when you're casting, a lot of times just the fact that the guys commenting, the guys listening to you, see you're recognizing them, if you're really doing a good job, just interacting with your listeners is a great way for them, because they can send out the invite link too. It's both sides. The listener and the caster can both send out the invite link. So the more you really start catering towards your listeners, the more likely they are to go text it out to your friends, because that's the main way people find out, because it's still a relatively new app. It's not quite ubiquitous in the minds of sports fans yet. And it's more those personal connections that bring in listeners, much more so than like, hey, I'm cool and this is my social media. Listen, it's not quite big enough for that to be successful yet.
I like the fact that you can tag all your social medias there. So while you're casting, people could just click your profile and go, okay, this brother got a, you know, Instagram, Twitter, you know, I got my merchandise on there. I got a whole lot of stuff. I'm like, hey, I'm trying to get money, baby.
Yeah. And that's what's super great about ColorCast is they're really cognizant of the fact that in any media environment, it really takes a collaborative effort to get somewhere. So, you know, for you having your own podcast, you know, as much as you help ColorCast by bringing your listeners over, now you get that many more listeners just from people tuning in your ColorCast and they click on your profile and they see you have this podcast as well. You know, the fact that there's the collaborative aspect really benefits both people, because with ColorCast, what they need more than anything is not necessarily just listeners, it's actually just users.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so now one of your podcast listeners is like, oh shoot, I want to call a game. You know, for ColorCast, if he only gets 5 listeners, who cares? That's 6 more users, mm-hmm. right? And then one of his listeners decides he wants to cast a game too. Just all this overlap. And this is what you and I were kind of talking about at the break, where it's like, for ColorCast, do you want, you know, 10 guys getting 10,000 listeners, or do you want 10,000 users getting 100 listeners? Because at the end of the day, like, downloads and app usage is what's most important, not having a couple superstars, at least not yet.
Understood. I'm just, you know, I got that name for a reason. I'm like, hey, I'm working on being that superstar. If I had to put if I got to put the team on my back, I got you. That's why I said, hey, I got to get y'all on the actual podcast, because, you know, we on Google, Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, we freaking Pandora, Amazon Music. So we be having, like I say, growth. It's all about marketing and networking, because, you know, your network is your net worth. So we just grinding, man. So I appreciate your time and your energy on this episode, man. So what's your casting name?
Yeah, so my ColorCast handle is super simple. It's just @Marko, M-A-R-K-O. I am verified, so if you see a little blue check with just some dude with just a cheesy-ass grin on the front, that's probably me. I will be casting tonight. Are you casting the Sixers game or the Knicks game tonight?
I don't know. I might do the Knicks, because I got Trae Young. That's my, you know, he's from Oklahoma. I got to rep Trae Young.
If you want to do the Knicks one, I'll do the Sixers one so we don't have any overlap.
Yeah, because, boy, you be destroying me. I'm like, man, I got nobody over here. I'm like, I'm just going to quit casting. I'm just going to go listening to you. You know what I'm saying?
But if you were to cast a game together, just let me know. You have my number. Just shoot me a text. I'd love to cast one together soon.
Okay, that's dope, man. Well, shoot. Thank you very much for your time, man. We'll definitely do this all over again soon, you know, because we'll talk about your other sports. Let's close it out with what other sports they can be expecting you to cast.
So I once football comes around, I'll probably do some Eagles games. I'm a big Philly guy for that. Really most of my energy is going to be put in towards the playoffs these next few months, just because, you know, with this current tournament, there's actually close to about like $3,000 on the line for this current tournament.
Well, shit. I mean, you got to put a word in for me to get me in, bro. I'm in. Telling me I'll be in the consolation if they don't want to put me in the top. Throw me in the consolation. Hey, everybody, listen, tap in. I'm in. Shoot, I'm trying to, $3,000?
Yeah, for the main tournament, there's about $3,000. It goes by round too. So if you win your first round, everyone who wins the first round gets $100. Everyone who wins the second round gets money. That it builds up. But if you win the whole thing over, I think I did the math. I think it's around like $2,800 if you did win the whole thing.
See, I should have attacked. We should have had this episode last week, so I could have been could already been. Damn, I cheated myself. Hey, it's all good though. I got y'all. I got the intern from the actual company on the pod, so. Hey, if you see him with a PS5, he must have won the tournament, y'all. So I'm just saying.
Lord willing, man. Lord willing.
Hey, for real, man. Well, thank you very much, man. Y'all, where can they follow you? Twitter? You got Twitch? You got anything else?
So I have Instagram, but I think you've seen my Instagram. It's a total joke. It's just my personal Instagram where I make fun of my friends pretty much.
It's okay.
My Instagram handle is I do post some color guy stuff. It's at a hem with AHEM with like 5 or 6 underscores after that. The whole point was that anytime I just, you know, shit post on one of my friends' accounts, it would always start with a hem. I'm like, yeah, dude, like you're a loser. So
it's all good, man. Shoot. I just had to create a personal. I ain't gonna put it out there yet. I had to create a personal because all mine was been business accounts. It's like, well, what's your personal account? I'm like, it's looking like a bot, man. I got one picture, no followers. I haven't even.
What is my personal account? Great question.
Yeah. I'm like, for real, right? So it's all good. Well, man, we'll talk soon. Or if I don't cast, I know I'm gonna be tapping in and listening to you, man. I like your knowledge of sports already, man. You got some great top three. So I'm glad you didn't put LeBron first. Then we would have had a fight. I'm like, hold on, now. Nope.
It's too soon.
Too soon.
Well,
if he played 10 more years, man.
If he loses to the Suns this round, he's number one. That's it. If he loses to the Suns this round, he's number one. I'll give him that.
If he played 10 more years, bro, you got to put him in. But all right, man. I'll talk to you soon, man.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on, man.
Yes, sir. You're great. Hey, thank y'all. Thank everybody for listening. Big things in the works, man. You can follow me on ColorCast, Archer Almighty One. I had to get that in there, man, for real. But yes, until next episode, y'all be blessed. Peace.
Oh, now we're here at the end. Thank you so very much for listening to another episode of Slay and Chill. We talk sports, life, art, and chill. We're growing organically every day. If you like what you hear, do you like to have your business spotlighted, feel free to leave us a voice message, and we can definitely tap in. You can follow us on our social medias, $LA and chill, slay. The $ is representing another S. We want to be the first thing to pop up in the Google search. Thank you very much for coming to chill with us. Peace.